not what I'm supposed to be talking about this morning. What I'm talking about this morning is concerning this birth certificate series. Have you guys looked at your birth certificate lately? You haven't looked at it lately? Do you have a copy of it? You don't have a copy of it? You would not be able to. Do you have your passport? Well, you better get your birth certificate. Do you want to travel internationally? Shout out some places you want to go. China. Well, you have to have your birth certificate to get the passport to go to China. China, in that order. Say it with me. Thank you for it. Birth certificate. Passport. China. Y'all shout out somewhere else you want to go in the. Say it again. Australia. Bora Bora. Maldives, Africa, Malaysia. You want to go to you? I was supposed to go to Africa in a few months, and the schedule changed. Obviously, we're still praying for Israel and all the parties associated with that nonsense. Amen? Amen. Birth certificate series. And so you guys have a birth certificate. And today, I want to title today's teaching, and it's 11:18. I will get you out by 2:18. Is that okay? No rush, right? For what? And so I will not finish today, but likely I will be here next week and make arrangements to be here next week because I think what I prepare is always so much, and I don't want to bore you guys. Lex loves to hear my voice, but you guys may not like to hear my voice like she likes to hear it. Amen? So I will spare you guys. Guys, it's complicated, but complete. That's what we're talking about today. Everybody say it's complicated. This birth certificate is complicated, but it's complete. I say it one more time. This birth certificate is complicated because this birth certificate is the birth certificate of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In December, Christians, we honor and we celebrate the most important birthday. And it's not just about a manger. It's not just about the Christmas tree. Christmas Day is a testimony. Everybody say testimony. It's a testimony of a prophecy. Everybody say prophecy. A prophecy of a cause and a causer. Even if we don't see who caused it. You have cause, you have an effect. You have Jesus is the effect, but who caused Jesus? It's a testimony of a prophecy of a cause and a causer, even if we don't see who caused it. The real celebration this December, that's why Brother Lawrence plays better in December, because he's grateful for the gift. He's grateful for his gift, but he's grateful for the gift. Amen? Amen. The real celebration is God humbling himself. That should be the real focal point of why we celebrate what we celebrate in December. It's God humbling himself. It's not like we got a piece of God. We receive God manifested as man on earth. I'll say that again because I know you guys are taking notes. It's not like we got a piece of God. We receive God manifested as man on earth. Jesus is not less than God. Jesus is not less than God. So to love God is to respect Jesus. Say that with me for the people online. To love God is to respect Jesus. Believe it or not, people don't respect Jesus, but they claim they love God. How are you going to disrespect Jesus and say, I love God? It doesn't make sense. If you don't believe Jesus is God, throw your Bible away. If you don't believe Jesus is God, throw the Bible away, because we got to be careful yielding to anyone that rejects Jesus but claims to be cool with God. You cool with God, but you shade Jesus. Amen? There is one God who exists in three persons. I know this is hard to understand. This birth certificate is definitely complicated, but what? Completed. Complete. All right. One God who exists in three persons. Amen. The Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. that I still feel from that worship. Amen. It's like, man, I'm getting full and I ain't nothing doing worship. I got collard greens on the crock pot right now that I'm going to get full off of because the doctor said, eat more greens. Alpheus, eat more greens. Not with the pork in the greens. I got to eat greens and the hot sauce, peppers, looking at the bacon on the side, debating if I'm going to put it in the greens. I'm going to be full around about 4 o'clock today. But man, I was filling up doing worship. It was like, I hadn't felt this full on an empty stomach in a long time. That's the Holy Ghost. One God who exists in three persons, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, not three gods. Everybody say not. It's not three gods. That's called tritheism. So we as Christians, we got to reject this doctrine. Amen. I know it's hard to believe that Jesus is God and that we don't think God is powerful enough to orchestrate something like this and to even humble himself to manifest on earth as a man. Every holiday like Easter, resurrection, and Christmas, it confronts my faith because what we believe is really crazy. When you think about it from a natural sense, this is crazy. We're worshiping, we're getting full off of what? Not collard greens. What are y'all doing? You believe in what? I know we're confident we're veteran Christians in this room. But many, listen, why do we think we're so powerful to yield or to honor or to claim that there is a superpower or a deity, but we limit that, or that there's a God, there's somebody greater. Most people believe that there's something or a being or somebody greater than us. But then that same person that makes that claim feels like they have enough power, or you see their actions move in such a way that they limit the God that they created. What am I trying to say? You create this God, or you say that there is this God, but you limit this God because you say that this God is not powerful enough to humble himself to come to earth and take on human flesh. What kind of God did you create? To me, it takes a God that's so powerful to do something like that. Amen? He's so powerful. He could have came to earth as a rock. He could have came to earth as a horse. Thank God he didn't. He could have came to earth as a shrimp. Thank God he didn't. Amen. But what am I trying to say? Have you ever had the power to destroy somebody? To hurt their reputation? To tell their secrets? To get even? And you didn't. You had enough power to humble yourself and you could do damage and you restrained yourself and not use your power. Why can't God? You can humble yourself and restrain from using your power. God can do the same. He can do much greater. Amen. So let's talk about just a few statements that I really respect from some individuals that I have not totally researched, disclaimer, but these statements are supporting what I am saying right now. Amen. Y'all all right? Amen. The deity of Christ is the key doctrine of scriptures. Reject it and the Bible becomes a jumble of words without any unifying theme. Accept it and the Bible becomes an intelligible and ordered revelation of God in the person of Jesus Christ. David Jeremiah says, only by being both deity, which is divine, it's a divine quality, nature, supreme, being both, so Jesus being both deity and humanity, could Jesus bridge the gap between where God is. Powerful statement. touching his human nature, Jesus is no longer present with us, but touching his divine nature, he is never absent from us. Ain't that powerful? When you think about it, God's nature is revealed most perfectly in the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Say that again. That's just a little bit and a lot to unpack to me from my fair forest mind. Amen. God's nature, everybody say God's nature, is revealed most perfectly in the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, obviously, as recorded in the New Testament of the Bible, who was sent by God to reveal the divine nature summarized in God as love. Me reading that is making my mind sort of hurt if I am in flesh and not really trying to be kingdom minded or spiritually minded, because it feels, because the more you think about Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, you can get sucked into three separate situations that's not unified, that's not one in nature, that's not one essence. So y'all be careful not to fall into that, be sucked into that, because again, in my humble opinion, it could lead you down a path where you don't want to go. All right? Amen? And no, none of us wants to be labeled a heretic, not by man, but by God. Make sense? We don't want to be in error. Amen? That's why the Bible says, work out your own soul salvation with what? Trembling. I like to say trembling first, just flipping it. Trembling and fear. We don't want to get it wrong. That's why we got to stay close to the source. Amen. We got to stay close to God. And we got to be careful who we listen to. Amen. Be careful who we listen to, what we listen to, and not be taught by, don't get your Bible from hip hop. Don't get your Bible from Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram. Get your Bible from Bible. Amen. These 60-second clips send you to hell. Did I just say that? I ain't never said hell all week. I said it twice. No more. Three times, three strikes, you're out. These 60-second clips is going to hurt your eternal destination if you ain't careful. Amen. This birth certificate is complicated, but it's complete. Thank you for your honesty, Alpheus. Yes, it's complicated to me. Imagine being a doctor. I'm not saying in the Bible, just for clarity, that this doctor was there when Jesus was born with a suit and tie and that thing around his neck. What is it called again? Say it, because it's a big word. Say it loud. I can't hear y'all. Say it. Stethoscope. Yeah, I was about to say something else. But what I am saying, if I was this doctor, he would probably say, how in the world I'm going to fill out this birth certificate? Number one, the state file number. What would you put there? I suggest you put on your birth certificate that I've given you. This is Jesus's birth certificate. Please put, this is the file number. You ready for it? Write this down. 3.16. Dot, dot, dot. 4.14. Dot, dot, dot. 10.9. This is the state file number. Y'all ready for it? One more time. 3.16 dot 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 4.14 dot 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 10.9. 3.16 stands for what? John 3.16. For God, say it with me, so loved the world that he what? Gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not what? Perish, but have everlasting life. How can Jesus give us life if he's not God? If he's just a man, he couldn't give us life. His file number is the most important file number on earth. Amen? Name of registrant. Please leave this blank, because it's going to change from day to day. He's the same, but today you may need him to be your healer. Tomorrow you may need him to be your friend. The next day you may need him to be your brother. Leave this blank, because he can definitely meet your needs. The name of the registrant Yes, it's Jesus Christ, but tomorrow he may be Jehovah Jireh. Yesterday he was Jehovah Sikkenu. The day before that, he was my counselor. Leave it blank. Everybody say, leave it blank. The date of birth. I just feel like running to Greenville on that last one. Is it just me? My God. Woo, he can really meet our needs. Amen. He got it. That's why he's God. He's God. Amen. He's a man that he should not lie. Amen. If he says I'm peach, guess what? He didn't lie. I'm peach. Amen. Because whatever he says goes. That's an insight between me and my wife of almost 18 years. Amen. I love having my wife in service. I could just go in and out. Amen. It's almost our anniversary time, y'all. Just be prepared to be sick of me. It's almost anniversary. Prepare to be sick of me. The day of birth. Please write down. You can write down a couple of things, but according to what, if you want to get really technical, the date of birth, according to what calendar? Jesus was not born in America. Amen. There's our calendar. There's the Jewish calendar. But just for the sake of safety, just write down so many scriptures that comes to mind. But write down John 1. John 1 is our anchor scripture for the birth certificate series. Date of birth. John 1:1 helps. John 1:1 helps. Type of birth. Write down supernatural, immaculate conception. What type of birth? C-section? My mama had two sets of twins, two C-sections. She had a girl. But write down here, supernatural, immaculate conception. This was a miracle that was prophesied. Amen. The facility of the birth. The facility. It wasn't Spartanburg Regional. It wasn't Greenville Memorial. But let me highlight the actual manger that Jesus was born in. Amen. Of course, we were in Israel last year, and so I was corrected in my belief that he was born in a wooden manger. Contrary to popular belief, he was not born in a wooden manger. He was born in a biblical feeding stable. It was not wooden. It was 99.9999% made out of stone. First of all, I mean, you're going to put Jesus on this hard bed. You're going to put God on this hard bed. God humbled himself to come and sleep on. Have you ever slept on a mattress that was so hard that you called the hotel front desk and said, could you put some more cushion on this mattress? Well, I did. a few months ago. But imagine being born and you have the power to just snap your finger or blink your eye as a baby that's God. Everybody say, a baby that's God. Humility. You 6 minutes old, but yet you're God. I'm trying to bring this thing home. You're 6 months old, 6 months old, and you're God. That's humility. You are 6 years old, and you God. All the bullies, you could kill them dead. But you didn't. You 12 years old, being misunderstood. You God, and you did nothing to your enemies. But heal them, pray for them. Is this too much of a youth ministry at Children's Church? Y'all okay? Am I breaking this down too much? Well, y'all teach this to your grandfather. He is 16 years old. God, get his driver's license. Joseph blessed him with two donkeys to drive, but yet he's God. Y'all saw that, didn't you? The city of birth. So on earth, it's what? Come on, class. On earth, it's Jesus was born in. Shout it out. He was born in Bethlehem. Write it down. All right? If you didn't know it, it's okay. But I think we should turn to John 18:36, because remember, this birth certificate is complicated, but it's complete. It's complicated, but it's complete. Amen? These discrepancies, so-called discrepancies around this birth certificate, is not enough for us to denounce what really happened. Everybody say this with me. Discrepancies doesn't mean we need to denounce what really happened. John 18:36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But no, my kingdom is not from here." So obviously the city, you should write down, not from here, not America. Bethlehem, yes, on earth, but the legit answer is not from here. The city of the birth, because John 1 highlights Jesus was here before we arrived. Amen. Because in the beginning was the what? And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. Amen. So, city of the birth, John 18:36, you can write that there. Mother's maiden name. On many birth certificates, why do they put, and I was hoping you guys would talk back to me because you may have more experience with this, mothers in the house. You're honored on the birth certificate, obviously, but your maiden name is requested. Shout out your maiden name if you're married in the room. Shout out your maiden name, or shout out your maiden name regardless. Ready, set, go. Your maiden name is? One more time. Richardson, we got some Wileys. What else? Shout out your maiden name. Brazil, shout out your maiden name. Cleveland, got some Clevelands in the house. Bars in the house. Got some Harrisons in the house. Mother's maiden name, little known fact. Last names for ordinary people, come on, Fat Forest. Last names for ordinary people are or were not common in the Bible. So Mary's was just, Mary's name just Mary. Mary, but the Bible does say it's Mary the wife of what? It doesn't say Mary. Mary the wife of Joseph. So again, ordinary. So she was seen as ordinary that was used by God. God can use ordinary people. Yes, she's ordinary, but that's exactly who God is looking for, ordinary people. Amen? The place of birth for the mother of Jesus, who was ordinary, used by God. Amen? Write down Nazareth-ish. It's likely Nazareth, but there's room for debate because of so many reasons. But the majority agree that it's her birthplace is Nazareth. Amen. Father's place of birth. This week we're filling out the birth certificate, and we're going to end with something that hopefully will be a blessing to you guys. And then next week we're going to continue this along this John 1 path. Y'all okay? Please frame this, put it under the tree, or hang it up on your wall, okay? This is the birth certificate of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But this thing is about to get complicated, because the Father's place of birth of Jesus. Everybody say, which Father? Everybody say, which Father? So Jesus had a father. And this thing is complicated, but the best way to clear this up or give details according to God's word, details about the Father, is for us to turn to John chapter 1. Turn to John chapter 1, and it says, John chapter 1, verse 18. All right. The Father's name, the Father's place of birth, these scriptures should highlight some things that would help us fill out this birth certificate. Amen. John 1, 18. No one has ever seen God. Have you seen God? But the one and only Son, who himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. If you've seen Jesus, yes, people on earth saw Jesus, but Jesus is telling them to their face, you've seen God when you've seen me. John chapter 14, verse 8, Philip said to him, Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. So in other words, they're not respecting God in front of them. They're asking God to show them God. Philip says, show us God the Father. Jesus said, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me? Philip, Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the what? Seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So now Philip is thinking, what in the world are you saying? You saying you're God, the Father, but yet I see you, but yet you talking about God like he's somewhere else and also in you, but you are in him. Philip had to go take a drink. I don't know what he drank, what he drunk, but I imagine he had to say, wait. I'm just trying to figure this out. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father. How is Jesus going to be in the Father if he's not God? And the Father is in me, or else believe on the account of the works themselves. John chapter 14, verse 8. John 10, turn to John 10, simply says, the Father and I are one. This is a lot to take in. I'm just being honest. It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to think about. Amen. Father's name, Father's place of birth. So obviously Joseph, think about respectful. Just think about the drama around this birth in that city, in Bethlehem. Just think about when you were young, or even think about a few years ago, if you hear about so-and-so, you know she's pregnant. You know such-and-such, and then the next thing you're probably going to hear, if it's somebody that's young, or when she get married? That's the next question. When did she get married? Because, you know, we're taught that, again, marriage, then carriage, baby carriage. So imagine the drama around this. And so this birth certificate is complicated, but it is complete. As a matter of fact, the drama is so much, Luke 3 records it this way. You can kind of see the drama in Luke 3 surrounding the father of Jesus and even the genealogy of Jesus and how there's drama or things that needs to be cleared up. All right. That makes sense. It needs to be cleared up, and you can't just read it from the surface and think like it's an error, but it just needs to be cleared up because a lot of things in our family needs to be cleared up because there's a lot of misunderstandings in our family. And if we would just humble ourselves and call, give them a call and apologize, why am I saying this? and apologize, it would be cleared up. But look at what's going on here in Luke 3. Now Jesus himself, read this with me, was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. The Bible says he was the son, so it was thought, of who? Joseph. What does that mean? That leaves room for what? Some drama and some talk and some gossip and some tea. Well, they say Joseph is his daddy. But then they also say, somebody said something about God is his daddy. Something said something about that Mary was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Have you ever seen Holy Spirit? Like, have you ever met Holy Spirit Junebug? Who is Holy Spirit? Nobody in this city is named Holy Spirit. She pregnant by Holy Spirit. Y'all go find Holy Spirit. So do we put Holy Spirit on the birth certificate? He was the son, so it was thought of Joseph. But Joseph is my hero. How in the world? Let me skip to the scripture real quick because it makes sense. Matthew 1:19 says, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. In other words, was faithful to the law that God set in place, and yet did not want to expose her, Mary, to public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly because Mary was pregnant by the Holy Spirit, who he didn't know anybody around town. He couldn't even go shoot nobody for getting his wife pregnant, because who was he going to shoot? The Holy Ghost? You going to shoot the Holy Ghost for getting your wife pregnant? Y'all ain't married. Look, Joseph's like, what in the world people going to think? They're going to kill my soon-to-be wife, because when you're pregnant and you're not married in the Bible days, guess what happens? Yeah, they kill you. They stone you to death. They talk about you. And imagine your future wife, they got pregnant, and you wasn't the daddy, and the wedding is canceled. You got to refund everybody, the bridesmaids, the preacher. You got to tell them you can't marry us. And you got to go to a funeral because she's killed prematurely because of the Holy Spirit getting her pregnant, and you can't even find a baby daddy. Is that not making sense? I'm skipping around. But all of this is surrounding the father's name, the father's place of birth. And these are details about the father. But I want to highlight something for 2 minutes. Y'all okay? It's I got like an hour and a half anyway. But man, but this, hopefully this highlights something. And I have some reading I need to do. And I think it's eye-opening. And it may hit somebody in this room a certain way. It may hit all of us in a different way. Because many of us, even if we know who our father is, doesn't mean we don't have father issues or father, daddy and daughter, or daddy and son relationship issues or disagreements. Does that make sense? Amen. How many love your daddy? That man that's responsible for you being here. How many hate your daddy? I mean, you know, not in the go to hell. Oh, that's the third time. I'm saying that the going to the low place, like not that type of hate. But what am I saying here? It explains a lot when you have issues with your earthly father. It could bleed over to your relationship with your heavenly father. 2018, the U.S. Census Bureau says out of 11 million single parent households, 80% of them are fatherless. The daddy is not there. For unwed mothers, if the father's name is not on the birth certificate, he has no legal relationship to the child and no legal right to the child. Unwed mothers can refuse the child's father's name to be added to the birth certificate that child will receive one day, and has to look at that birth certificate and see no father name, no daddy's name, nobody's name under father. It's left blank. And now there's a void. There's really like what in the world? Like, why is this left blank? But this has legal ramifications that should not be ignored. So it's interesting in the Bible that it looks like, I'm just saying it looks like, that Jesus is seeking approval of his father as a model. And he definitely wants to please his father. Which father, though? Because what do you put on the birth certificate? Do you put Joseph, or do you put the Holy Spirit? Do you put God the Father? So that's why you see Jesus walking throughout the earth trying to please who? Not man, but please who? His heavenly father. And a lot of us on earth trying to please somebody we've never met as well, in a negative way. Hope I'm making sense. If a father is not on the birth certificate but would like to have legal rights and access to the child, the best idea is for him to establish paternity after the fact. Everybody said, we just got to do things in order. It saves you money, time, and headache. Y'all okay? To acknowledge he will take legal responsibility of the child. That's your responsibility from the get-go. This should be a Father's Day message all of a sudden now. Amen. In case of unwed couples, The decision to add the father's name to the birth certificate is a very personal one. Everybody says personal. My relationship with my heavenly father is personal. So perhaps your heart is a certificate. Consider adding God the Father to your heart every single day. Amen. Sometimes it is difficult to identify or locate the Father. True story. It's in all of our families. We don't know who the daddy is. She don't know who the daddy is. That is embarrassing, but it is also sad, and it needs a lot of prayer. Amen. A lot of prayer and fasting. Parents may be strained. In these situations, the mother may be unsure how including the father's name on the birth certificate will affect her parental rights as her child. So many mothers leave the father's name off because they don't want the father to come back in and sue them to have rights to the child. Amen. Am I in somebody's house? Somebody's family? I'm in my family. Amen. Matthew 17:5. Paternity is established by God the Father. Because when Jesus heard a voice from a cloud and said this, "This is my be." Listen, if Jesus in his humanity had any questions about who he belonged to, Matthew 17:5 clears it up. Because he heard God say, "You are my son with whom I am well pleased." And imagine how Jesus felt in his humanity hearing from his daddy, from his father, saying, "I'm pleased with you." How many times in this room have you heard from your earthly father a random phone call? "I just want to let you know you're an awesome wife. You're an awesome mother. You're an awesome auntie. You're an awesome businesswoman." That affirmation. Everybody say affirmation. Let me close with this. Y'all okay? I'm going to close with this. Next week is going to get, it's going to be Lord's willing. It's going to be right. Amen. Hosea 14:3. "For you, God is," the Bible talks about and has compassion for those that are fatherless. Hosea 14:3, for in you the fathers find compassion. Isaiah 1:17, "Learn to do right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the what? Fatherless." Psalm 82:3, "Defend the cause of the weak and the," what is it about fatherless? Not having your father there. Not being in a good relationship with your father on earth, not knowing who your daddy is, have some unresolved issues with your daddy has implications and makes things complicated. You act the way you act right now because your daddy is the way he is. Y'all saying, "Alphys, calm down. Y'all, you need to go to counseling." I'm okay. Romans 8:15, but that's a real thing. You can't control your parents. It ain't your fault. Online, it ain't your fault. You can't control your daddy. Am I right about it? You can love him and disagree. Say, "I have to go to counseling. I just may." But I love my daddy. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage." So you feeling like you don't belong. You feeling unaffirmed. You feeling you're trying to please somebody that you don't even know. You're trying to get the attention of somebody that you don't even know. Perhaps it's you and your sister, and your daddy always highlighted her and then highlight you. You know what that's going to do to you, and as a 35-year-old, how are you going to act? All because of his actions, not because of your actions. But it's important. But it's even more important to Romans 8:15 is to receive this. "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage It's a good place to wrap it up. This is, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. Amen. Yes, it's complicated, but you can be, listen, even if you and your family is complicated, your family matters is complicated, your own birth certificate is complicated, you can still be complete. Amen. John 5:17 says, I'm going to end with this, okay? End with this. Jesus said to them, my Father is always at work, at his work, to this very day. Doesn't sleep, doesn't slumber. He rejoices over you with singing. Over me, he rejoices with singing. Over me, he gets happy and glad. And I am too working. So Jesus, again, he's speaking like he's God. He's saying, God, the Father is at work. And I am also is equally working just as much as God the Father, because I am him. For this reason, the Jews tried to kill him because they understood what he was saying. Oh, I see what you're saying, sir. You're saying there's no difference between you and God. And he's like, he's just standing there like, that's exactly what I'm saying. So they tried to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus gave them this answer. It's complicated, but it's completed. I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Please stand up, and that'll help me really, really put a period and not a comma. Do y'all want a comma or a period right now? If you're silent, then that means two commas. Hopefully you guys or this journey today, it was a journey. It felt like a journey for me. I didn't think it was going to come out like this. This journey today highlights so much. This last, in verse 19, it says, what he sees, read it with me. Ready, set, go, if you can see it. What he sees his Father doing, read it with me, guys, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. So that's why we can't shut out Jesus. Because if we shade Jesus, if we ignore Jesus, if we let TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube cause a generation to disrespect Jesus, in the Bible, we just read, whatever the Father does, the Son also does. But Jesus is the Father. Jesus is God. Or his person is Jesus, is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus is God. Jesus is imitating God. We're imitating Christ. The Bible says we are to be imitators of Christ. That's why we can't shut out Jesus. Am I making sense? We're to be imitators of Christ, because he is who? You imitate Christ, you imitate who? God's nature. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son does also. You can only imitate Christ if you align with Christ. If you don't like Christ, how are you going to imitate Christ? How are you going to have a whole, healed, healthy life? Everybody say a whole, healed, healthy life apart from Christ. You can't. You can't. That great falling away, in my opinion, Christmas is going to be a part of, or the denial of what really happened at Christmas. It's going to be responsible for that great falling away. And that great falling away is basically the very elect will be deceived. all the bucking and the dancing, and then this irreverent babble that's going on in on social media and in the earth and even on Sunday mornings, it is literally going to cause many millions, if not billions, to fall away from a simple setup. God the Father, God the Son, Christmas, God the Holy Spirit. Look at somebody and say, respect Jesus. Look at somebody else and say, respect Jesus. Look at somebody and say, love God. Respect Jesus. But I say, don't skip Jesus. Let's spread that message this season. So let's respect Jesus. Just don't skip past Jesus and think you're going to go to God, because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You ain't going to get to the God, the Father, except through who? Jesus. This season is about God showing humility, which is something this year, for some reason, I feel like it's a transparent day, you know, I guess. I feel like I need to learn more to be humbled in so many different areas. It's about denying your preferences, denying your goals, denying what you want to do, denying your room temperature, denying blessings, sharing, being more patient, not wanting to be right all the time, not striving to be the smartest in the room. You're talking about the most powerful person ever is choosing to humble himself. I can learn a lot. Amen. I can learn a lot. Close your eyes, guys, and search your hearts. There's a lot today. I don't know where we landed. My apologies. That bottom line was not clear, but right now, humility is clear, and that's a good place to start. Humility is a good place to start for healing in America, in the world. If my people who are called by my name would what? Humble themselves. That's a good place to start if you want healing in your own body. Admitting something is not right. Humility is a good place to start if you want your city to change. Humility is a good place to start if we want the mess in Israel to turn. Humility is a good place to start. I think next year is election year. If you don't want this world, you know about election these days in this room, and God, you already know about what's going to happen next year. But we can change the climate. We can control the climate. And it's going to start with humility. Humility here at House of Judah as a church. We're humbling ourselves and we're yielding 2024 to you. This place will be filled with hungry people. Ready to serve you, serve the community. It's going to be filled with young and old, starting with humility. We don't have the strategies. We don't have the answers. Our bank account in 2024 is going to be the best ever because of humility. Our health, hallelujah, is going to be the best ever in 2024 because of humility. The relationships in our family are going to go to another level. It's going to be tighter. The bond, the forgiveness, because of humility. If God can humble himself, we can humble ourselves in this season. We thank you for humility. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your spirit that will help us understand how you set this up. so we can live a holy, healthy, and whole life in Christ. In Jesus' name, we do pray. We love you. We adore you. Keep us safe and forever in your care. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.